This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We are 5 months now before the solar eclipse that will take place in Carbondale and across the country in a certain swath of the area. We thought we'd talk a little bit more about what to expect with some very special guests in town today. Bob Baer is in town every day, but we're glad to have him. He's the co-chair of the Eclipse Steering Committee at SIU. We also have Matt Kaplan, who you may be familiar with as a part of Planetary Radio. He's the host of that program here on WSIU, and he's also going to be hosting SIU's Eclipse events on August 21st. Michelle Nichols is a master educator at Adler Planetarium in Chicago. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So, Bob, I wanted to start with you as we are 5 months now before the eclipse. How are things going, and are you reasonably confident in how things will turn out?
Oh, yeah. Planning's coming along really well. Actually, Matt and Michelle's visit here today is to work on a little bit of planning for the upcoming solar eclipse. But I'm very happy with where things are at right now.
What should people be watching for over the next several months in terms of how to get ready for viewing this eclipse?
They can follow us on the website, eclipse.siu.edu. Individuals who are planning their own outing, they need to be thinking about where they're going to be on eclipse day. They need to be thinking about eclipse glasses and filters for any cameras they're going to be using. And if they're planning a trip here, like I said, just keep on top of the website and watch for event announcements that are coming out.
Changing things over a little bit to Matt and Michelle. I know a lot of people are ready to watch this, but some are saying I'm not really sure what to expect or what to watch for. Michelle, I'll start with you. How should people be preparing for this big event?
Well, as Bob said, definitely pick your spot where you're going to be and pick a backup, because if you're going to want to travel in the immediate area, there's going to be an awful lot of people who are going to come to this area, especially at the last minute. So expect traffic. In terms of what to expect around the eclipse time, so it's about 1:19, 1:20 is when the eclipse starts, and when totality starts, so that's when the moon completely covers the sun, and it will look dark only a short while right before then. Up until then, it's not going to appear darker to our eyes because the sun is pretty bright, and the moon completely covers the sun, and at that point, all bets are off. Whatever your reaction is what it is. My reaction when I saw my first one was I sobbed. I absolutely lost it, and it was such an emotional experience. I was really excited. And all the other things that you're supposed to do, like look for bright stars in the sky. Did the wind die down? Did it pick up? Did it get cooler? I truly don't remember. And because I was so focused on looking at the eclipse.
We hear a lot of that from people who have seen an eclipse. Matt, I wonder what you'll be watching for and what you've experienced in the past.
You know, part of the thrill for me is just going to be standing with 10,000 other people in the stadium and sharing this experience. Every scientist that I've talked to has described it the way you just did, Michelle. That the real eclipse chasers, they say it's life-changing. And one other suggestion. Don't think, of course, most of the people hearing this are going to be able to get within the path of totality. But if you're close, don't think that you're going to get the same experience if you are outside that path, because it is a completely different life-changing experience if you are in the path of totality, as we will be in Carbondale.
A lot of scientists that we've spoken to already say that they're going to be watching the corona. They're going to be studying that aspect of it. Are there other parts of an eclipse that you're focused on or that you think are really important to note?
I personally like to see what the corona is doing, because what's going to be great about this eclipse is there will be telescopes and cameras all along the path from Oregon to South Carolina. And so that will give us an opportunity to see what 3 hours or whatever it is of the corona changing all throughout that time will be. So after the eclipse, it will be phenomenal to see those images, those videos, those movies.
Sure.
And that's, you know, the mega movie project, Eclipse Mega Movie, that I know, Bob, you've said that some of the people here have some involvement with, is going to be very exciting, because it is a rare opportunity getting to study the corona this way. I mean, you can fake it, right, with a coronagraph, but it doesn't compare to being in a real eclipse.
And actually, that's a good point also, that we have spacecraft that study the sun, we have spacecraft that study the corona, but there's actually a little bit of a bit of the corona that neither set of spacecraft can easily study. And so scientists travel thousands of miles, spend thousands of dollars, and go to these remote places to see these eclipses because there's actually a part of the corona we don't get to see all that often except during a total solar eclipse. So scientifically, this is pretty important.
Unfortunately, we have just 6 minutes to talk about this today. 5 months to prepare as the eclipse is coming August 21st. Matt Kaplan of Planetary Radio, Michelle Nichols of the Adler Planetarium, and Bob Baer of SIU's Eclipse Committee. Thank you all for coming in.
You bet.
Thank you.